Welcome to the CLS Experience. I'm your host, Craig Siegel. I'm a born and raised New Yorker who achieved success with multiple businesses, but I crave something deeper. So I dedicated myself to personal growth and transformation by revamping my mindset. I went from being unable to run a mile to conquering four marathons the following year. Now, I want to help others manufacture big breakthroughs of their own.
Subconsciously, people that are following you, it's like a credit score. And so if you, it's like you and your friendships, it's like you and your businesses. If you're consistent, you have a high freaking credit score. People know, whether it's conscious or subconscious, I can trust you. You're going to be there for the long haul. So then when you transition in life, because you will, you'll do other businesses, people really look at you as someone they can respect and trust. So they will buy from you, they will support you, and that's the name of the game. So the consistency factor, there's about 100 million reasons why you need to be consistent, but that one is one that is so overlooked.
On today's episode of the CLS Experience, we have a very special treat. She's a dynamic entrepreneur, elite sales trainer, business builder, keynote speaker, and fitness competitor. She's a beauty and life hack machine and has cultivated a global and exciting personal brand. She's the founder and pulse behind the It's Emily Method, and she grew a staggering nine-figure sales organization, no big deal. She's just a juggernaut in all facets of life and a terrific human being and leader. Please welcome the beautiful, smart, creative, and multifaceted, electrifying Emily Ford. How you doing, Emily?
Hey, Craig. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. We were having so much fun talking before we hit record. Probably could have gone for an hour, but we got to save the juicy stuff for the show.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And there's so much synergy and so much alignment. And like I was saying, I'm straight up a fan. I love your work. You're fun to watch. I'm excited for the conversation. I know the audience is going to be too. They love to get a background and so forth. But what I think is most valuable, and guys, for the audience listening, we're over a million now, go check out Emily, all the exciting, cool things she has going on. Follow her on social media, her website, and all that. What I think is most valuable today is we just have an unbelievable conversation. But before we jump in, we're going to get a little weird. You ready for me?
I'm ready.
Emily, what is your superpower?
Definitely speaking. He's speaking into people, speaking the truth. Yeah, I really believe that is it. And that's what has helped me grow other leaders as well. So no BS, speaking truth. Yeah.
Yeah, I get the vibe and the feeling that you won't co-sign anybody's bullshit. And what I mean by that is, like, if somebody's not performing or they're underachieving or if they're not filling the potential, you won't be that people pleaser. So you're doing great. You'll call them out and help them grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I always say I'll punch you, but I'll hug you at the same time, because that's truly what is going to help someone grow. And I feel like so often I meet people and everyone's like, go, go, go. And it's great to have that encouragement. But when you have constructive criticism, that's really when you can go from good to great.
100%. Yeah. And I'm so glad that you touched upon that, because let's be honest, like, nobody likes a drill sergeant with no empathy. Right.
Right.
There has to be some sort of compassion involved when it comes to leading, at least in my opinion.
100%. I call it the dictator. Like, when someone's telling you what to do, so instead you can reframe questions. And I love to ask people questions to get them to uncover their own BS instead of me going at them saying, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. It's like, just ask questions, and that will uncover it for people.
Yeah, there's something really powerful about a good question, isn't there?
So powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. I absolutely love this. I'm going to ask one more fun one, and then we'll dive in. Emily, what are some non-negotiables for you?
Oh, gosh. So many. So many. So every day of my life, I live with the utmost intention. And when I became an entrepreneur 13 years ago, I was flat broke, sleeping on a mattress on the floor. And when I wanted my life to change, I started to realize if I raise my frequency, and by doing so, I'm going to have massive intention day by day, my whole life is going to change. And so every day, non-negotiables for me, this morning I got up, I did my meditation, I do a little bit of like worship music, and then I get all the downloads and I just brain dump and I just go, because there's so much going on up here. And so this allows me to really figure out what's the focus for the day, what's my mission, and who do I want to be today? who do I want to be when I'm connecting with you? What kind of energy do I want to bring? What do I even want to put on social media? Because it's all energy. And so those are definite non-negotiables: working out, fueling my body, and really just maintaining integrity with myself and what I'm preaching. Like, what I'm preaching to the public, I need to be doing it myself, right? So.
Yeah, this is gold. And what I love that you said there is frequency. And it's so interesting because everybody always wants like the X's and the O's, the strategies, but how did you get there, right? Like, but how did you do that? How did you build your brand so fast? But what they're not realizing is like, but who did you have to become, right?
Right on.
Yeah. And when you're in that frequency, and I do my best to help people understand this. I'm still understanding it, but it's so powerful. When you vibrate on that frequency, you become available for the creative divine downloads, those 20 seconds of inspiration that will change everything. But you have to be available to receive that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love Einstein says everything in your life is a result of the frequency or vibration that you're currently on. And so if you do things such as practice gratitude, read, the things you watch, the things you listen to, the people you surround yourself with, eating prana rich like foods that have a high frequency, all these little things stack up and they give you more life, which you're going to attract the better things in your life. And when the more I got this, Craig, like my business just started to explode because I was attracting better people. I was able to show up and just execute better. I was able to do the process better. I was able to be who God created me to be without the noise and without wondering, oh my gosh, should I edit myself for this person? Am I too much for this person? It's like, no, when you're vibing high, you can just be who you are. And that to me is like heaven in motion.
Nutrition Solutions offers the best healthy meal prep options for health, wellness, weight loss, and improved performance. The customer service and support at Nutrition Solutions is unbelievable and second to none. And when I travel for my marathons, the meals are waiting at my hotel. I don't even have to break a sweat. Even their protein donuts and breakfast items are made with fresh organic ingredients. I love Nutrition Solutions' reliability, quality, and all-around lifestyle that they represent, which is world-class. To get both physically and mentally fit, go to nutritionsolutions.com and use promo code CLS25. Thank me later, you dig. Yes, that's beautifully said. Yeah. And also, like, I used to have this personality where it was like hustle, hustle, hustle. And yes, there's time for that in a season.
Right.
But you really have to allow, right? And that kind of reminded me of what you were just saying. Like, as you really vibrate like that and you're your best person, you attract the right people and so forth, and you allow all the abundance to take shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. This is awesome. I knew there was going to be some synergy and alignment here, but it's a lot of fun. One, of course, I did my homework because number one, I'm a fan. And number two, I wanted to show this conversation the respect it deserves. One thing I heard you talk about, and I wanted to ask you, what does it mean to be a purposeful entrepreneur?
Ooh, well, purpose, you know, in alignment with its intention. What's your intention, right? It's one thing to be an entrepreneur and it's like, I want to build this business. I want to build this team. I want to, you know, live my life by design. But when you're purposeful, it's like, what is the reason behind what you're doing? And this is going to evolve and change as you evolve and change. When I first started, let's just be candid. I wanted to be my own boss. I didn't want a nanny anymore. I didn't want to work multiple jobs. I wanted it for me. But as I grew, I realized, you know, I really need to get clear on what my purpose is. Specifically, who do I want to impact? How do I want to show up today? What message am I trying to portray? What message am I trying to get across? What do I want to build? So when you show up and you're purposeful, your impact is going to 10x because so many people are just out there throwing stuff around. They just want this car. They just want to look a certain way. But at the end of the day, and I learned this in an early age, all that stuff isn't going to give you what you think it is. The cars, the houses, the money, the Gucci belts. And I love all this stuff. I have all this stuff. it's not going to give you though what you think. Having purpose and massive intention and making a direct impact in another's life is going to feed your soul. It's going to feed your soul, and you will be infinitely blessed if you're doing things for the right reason.
Yeah, you nailed it. And it's so funny because when I was a bit more immature on Wall Street or not as enlightened, I used to seek validation by someone saying cool watch or cool car,
right,
cool place. But now it's like you just said, like, I get validation when somebody comes back after hearing this episode and say, hey, Craig, I heard your conversation with Emily. You said something that really made me think and I changed my perspective, or I took a nugget and I applied it and I see things a little bit differently. That's the best. That's really the fulfillment that we get, right?
Oh, amen. Yes, absolutely. It's everything. I became a seven-figure earner when I was 26 and I had this moment and I was like, is this it? Like, I was kind of like, I need another mountain to climb. But what I had to do is change my purpose. I had to change what was driving me. And what I really realized is that, you know, we put limits, we put caps on ourselves. And once you get a certain thing, once you get a certain income, you get stagnant. If you don't have another layer, if you don't have another driver. And so what I did is I took a trip to Africa. I know it's kind of extreme, but I was like, let's go see what we can do if we make a larger impact, if we make more money, if we change more lives. And that was like the trip, the moment that I was like, there's no limits, and stop living this life for yourself. Like, you got to get bold so you can live life for others.
Yes. And when you say the word bold, I know what you mean, but for the audience, like, tell us what you mean by get bold and get messy, get out there and show it up.
Yeah, get bold. We all have those things inside of us. We all have those things we really want to say, but we don't say because you don't want to come off as too much. You don't want to come off as arrogant. We get in our head instead of getting in our heart. And I really truly believe if people were just radically authentic and showed up the way that they truly are when the camera's off, maybe they're vibing and having a great conversation with a friend. If they would just show up more like that, their business would explode. Their social media would explode because everybody's like tiptoeing around. They want to be politically correct, all this stuff. Like, I see it over and over again. And also, you know, this perfection thing, it's like, get over it. Get over it if your video isn't perfect. Get over it if the image isn't perfect. And, you know, I have a whole aesthetics business. I have a blog, and that's something I'm really into is marketing. But there's so many times when I'm in meetings, I'm like, screw it, let's do it. I tell my team, I'm like, put it out. It doesn't have to be perfect. There's no such thing. And you will forever be in misery, and you will slow down your whole process if you're striving for perfection.
I always, I'm actually taking a note right now. To be honest with you, I love this conversation. And one thing I always say to my group, my community and so forth is give yourself permission to be less than perfect, right? Embrace it. Like, nobody's perfect. There's never the perfect time. It's never going to be perfect. You dive in. Yeah. And also, everyone always wants clarity. Like, clarity is followed by action, right? By trying new things and so forth.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, everyone's always like, how do you build skills? How do you learn sales? How do you do all this stuff? And, you know, you can read a million books, which I love, but unless you actually get in and apply it, and you go through the Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours, and you go through it, and you show up at a meeting, and you get a no show, and you sit in your car and you say, what the frick am I going to do with this time? You know, like, unless you actually go through it, you're never going to gain that resilience. You're never going to gain, you know, you're never going to really access who you truly are capable of being, because everyone always stops before it's going to get good. You know, I see that over and over and over again when I coach people. I'm like, well, how many times did you try to do this meeting? How many times did you try to close a sale? How many times did you try to do this? How many times did you try to build your social media? And it's like, oh, I posted a couple times this week. And I'm like, this week, I've been doing this for 10 years.
No, I know. People get so dejected, right? If they don't have instant gratification.
Yeah.
And look, let me be clear. Like, something I'm working on is patience, but you have you have to have the long game mentality. And for the audience listening, that's not to scare you. It doesn't take 3 to 5 years necessarily, but it takes being committed each and every single day, right? There's a difference between a goal and a commitment. And if you're committed to get not touchdowns, but a first down every day, something you could control, little small wins, they stack. And sooner than later, you have something pretty magical.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the little things every single day. And I always say it's the infinite game, right? And so when it comes to, I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to this, it's like your brand, it's the infinite game. Like you have to think long-term sustainability. And then no matter what you end up selling, promoting, how you transition in life, like I have, you have a great credit score, I call it. So when people are wildly inconsistent, they're like, I'm back, I'm here. We all know those people. Maybe it's you listening right now where it's like, oh, one season you're hot, you're pumping content, you're showing up. And then you just join the witness protection program and you're gone. Right. Like we see this happen all the time. And what I always tell people subconsciously, people that are following you, it's like a credit score. And so it's like you and your friendships, it's like you and your businesses. If you're consistent, you have a high freaking credit score. People know, whether it's conscious or subconscious, I can trust you. You're going to be there for the long haul. So then when you transition in life, because you will, you'll do other businesses, people really look at you as someone they can respect and trust. So they will buy from you, they will support you, and that's the name of the game. So the consistency factor, there's about 100 million reasons why you need to be consistent, but that one is one that is so overlooked. It absolutely is.
What an unbelievable analogy with the credit score. It's so true, right? And like, think about the people that we follow, right? Like that we like, or we're interested in consuming their content. Like we look forward to when they post or their consistency or finding out a little about their story.
Yeah.
But if they were inconsistent or took hiatuses, you know, that would send a signal as well.
Right. Right. I mean, think of why we love Tony Robbins. Or, you know, so many people, John Gordon, we could go on and on of all these people. They have showed up, they have evolved. They've changed their events. They've changed their books. They've changed the way they operate, but you can really rely on them. Yeah. And, you know, that's huge.
So true. Yeah. There's so many different ways we could take this conversation. Only negative I got going on is we don't have 10 hours to chat, but I know we're going to do so much more stuff, but I want to talk a little bit about the beginning so people can get some context. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you got your first, and I quote, real job at 19 working for a top plastic surgeon. And that's when you kind of start to see things and think a little bit bigger. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up with a single mom and I was the baby and we had, you know, a pretty crazy upbringing, abuse in the house from her live-in boyfriend, things like that. And so, you know, I got my first job when I was 19 and suddenly I was in an area of like wealth and I didn't know that life. I mean, I was raised on hand-me-down clothes and money doesn't grow on trees. And I never saw the ocean until, you know, after I graduated, it was that kind of life. And so I started to work for a great doctor. At the same time, I wanted more. So I nannied 4 boys on the side. I bought my first house when I was 21. I had 3 girls live with me to pay the mortgage. Like I was trying, but my eyes were wide open of like, whoa, here's an example of like how you can live your life, how you can be an entrepreneur. And I'm like, this is like a whole different way. What is this? I want to learn. I actually found a woman that was in the mortgage banking industry. She got laid off during the last crash in the United States. And then she started what's called network marketing. And I saw her start to build a business working from home. And I was like, is your company hiring? Can you put in a good word for me? No, literally, I was like, I want to do a business and I need a mentor. And that was the day that changed my life forever. I was 23 and I started to build something of my own.
Is this the girl that you were also, that was competing? Holly?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know she played a pivotal role for you.
She did. Yeah, it takes that one person that they're just living life by design rather than by default. And then you just see what they're doing. And, you know, the thing with me, because people always ask, well, what does it take? And like, I was and am coachable and hungry. Okay. So you marry those two.
Forget about it.
Like, I'm all in. I am hungry AF and I am coachable. you know? And even to this day with what I'm doing now and I'm in different worlds, it's like, I know that I don't know everything. I don't really know a lot. So coach me, have humility, but I'll have the hunger and drive to get it done.
Yeah, this is gripping stuff. And it's funny because everybody talks about like what makes a good mentor. And it's kind of a little obvious. Like, is that person where you'd like to be and so forth? But what a lot of people don't talk about is what makes a good mentee, right? Like you have to be coachable. You have to be able to put the ego aside, something that I learned a little bit later on. But when I did, it changed everything. I made myself
more. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had that young. You wanted to learn. You were hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. And this, it's such a good subject. We could have a whole call on that because that's the thing. Everyone's like, they need to be a good mentor. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, they put things out. They tell you what to do. You have to be the one, the sponge, you know? And I remember vividly laying in bed at night. I didn't have a bed frame. I had a mattress on the floor. I moved in with her because I was flat broke. And, you know, she would talk about things like vision boards and all this was airy fairy stuff to me. It just was. But I was like, she's saying to do it. I'm going to do it. And, you know, I wrote myself out a check for $1 million. And I remember all the self-talk of like, who are you to do this? You didn't go to college. Are you shitting yourself? Like what? You know, it was just every negative belief. And I was like, nope, she said to do it. And then it was like, okay, do, you know, write out what you're grateful for. And I'm like, what am I grateful for? I can't even like go to Lululemon and buy some yoga pants. And I'm like, no, I'm grateful for this pillow. I'm grateful for this pillow. I'm grateful that I have opportunity. I'm grateful that I have hope. And everything just started to change and the rewiring and the rewiring. And then what else I did was every single moment I could absorb her in action, I was there. I was there with my notebook. I mean, just hungry AF, like when the student is ready, the teacher will be up here. I mean, but so many people, they have all this access, but they're not staying up watching the YouTubes. They're not journaling through it and they're not trying to apply it.
Yeah. And one thing that I love that you just touched upon, and I know that you did is, and I learned this back when I first found personal development, I started studying NLP, neurolinguistic programming, is you modeled Holly, right? Like you found traits that she had or possessed that made her successful. And you kind of let those attributes absorb onto you. So you can kind of level up and elevate yourself. And then eventually you stepped into that version of you. Is that right?
Absolutely. I was modeling everything. I mean, I talked like her. Some people would be like, whoa, you're like a mini me, you know? And so this took shape until I got it. And then I started to grow even more in who I am. And then I shifted and emerged and did things slightly different. And, but until, I mean, I would say 3 years of day by day, it was absolute modeling.
Yeah. This is awesome. Straight up. Network marketing. I know so many cool people in the space that I've become really, really good friends with that started their careers in that, built businesses, and have had a ton of success. And now we're doing some other things. And maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like network marketing gets like a bad rap. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
What it is, what the deal is.
Yeah. Well, I absolutely, I truly am madly in love with the profession. I speak on behalf of the profession. I mean, worldwide, the profession does $331 billion with a beat. I mean, this is way more than movies, music. It's a massive industry. You probably have a product in your cabinet, you know, worldwide. And so, you know, what I have found is that this is a true gateway for entrepreneurship. So it's a low barrier to entry normally. So the average person can get involved, and then you have access to mentorship and a compensation plan. Now, why it gets a bad rap is because it's a low barrier to entry. So any person can join. It's just like a chiropractor. It's just like a mortgage broker, a tax person, any person out there, you know, if they decide they want to do something, they can do it. There's bad personal trainers. There's great personal trainers, right? But the pot is even bigger with network marketing because so many people can join. And then you get people running around out there like loonies and they're like, we're going to make a lot of money. You know, they make claims, you know, and I work, you know, intimately with the FTC and, you know, the Federal Trade Commission. Like I'm constantly teaching and training compliance. Don't go out there saying everybody can make a lot of money because they can't. They need to work hard, you know, and create their own success. So it cheapens it. So people cheapen it a lot. Now, do I think we're getting better? Of course. You know, we're trying to train people, but you'll still have Looney Tunes just like anywhere else.
Anywhere else, but it's
a beautiful profession. And, you know, what I love about it is you can take a 19-year-old, you can take a 60-year-old, and you can put them in a beautiful environment, which maybe they don't have one. And it's a safe place for them to grow and land. And that's how I've built a massive empire, is by creating a beautiful culture. And everybody's there for a different reason.
Yup, that's correct. Billionaire Mark Cuban is motivating entrepreneurs daily with his Three Commas line of apparel, accessories, and coffee. Three Commas has the softest suede crew tees, a great line of accessories, and the best direct trade Colombian coffee. Join the Three Commas Club on Instagram at Three Commas or visit their website, threecommas.com, to learn more. Thank me later, you dig? Yeah, I've heard a lot of really successful people talk about it, but I think you just articulated it the most beautiful and really made it the most digestible for anyone that was wondering or that was curious how to get involved and so forth. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
One thing that you talk about, pivoting for a second, that I love is why balance is bullshit. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, you know, I wrestle with this, and it's like the feminine, the masculine, the, you know, the hustle and the flow and the, you know, just namaste and let it all come to me. Like, there's just so many people saying so many different things. And, you know, I listen, I have a morning routine, a night routine. I have non-negotiables. I'm insanely healthy. Yes. But when I say balance is BS, what I mean by that is when you want to make something significant, when you want to build a brand, when you want to build a team, there is going to be seasons where it's going to occupy more of your time. You're going to have to put more in. Anybody that has a book launch, you know what I mean. It's a new season. You're out there. You know, anybody that is trying to build something out of nothing, there's different seasons. And so, you know, so many people want their life to dramatically change, and they're like, oh, I'm just going to do, like, you know, 1 hour today. And it's so slow that you are going to be in pain for the next decade of your life. You're never going to build anything. Do you want to rip off the bandage fast, or do you want to rip it off slow? So I'm brutally honest with people. If you truly want this, you're going to have to put in more time. You're going to have to put in more energy. You're going to have to put in more velocity towards it, so you can have what's called the power of the power of momentum. Unless you want to go slow the rest of your life and never make anything happen, you know, that's up to you, but I don't think it is. And so this is just like, it pains me when I see people coaching people out there and they're just like, you know, just a little bit, little bit, little bit. It's like, and obviously it depends on what specifically you're talking about, but it's going to take hardcore focus and dedication to make anything get off the ground. Period. End of story. Look at the airplane. You know, if we're trying to get the airplane off the ground and we are going super slow, is it ever going to get off the ground? No, we are going to be stuck there forever. And nobody likes that at an airport. So there's going to take a moment where you've got to put it down. You've got to put it down to get that plane up. And that's what I understand in terms of strategy, business, 90-day game plans, things like that, is like, you have to do that in order to get it off the ground.
You got to have a sense of urgency. Like, spoiler alert, this is not a dress rehearsal, right? Forget about,
right on.
Forget about spirit and what happens when we transition. Like, in terms of this earthly human experience, if we get one shot, and you nailed it, like, this takes everything you got, every ounce of your energy. You have to have a sense of urgency. And when you look around, like, people in the space and so forth, people that are having a ton of success, like, they just carry themselves in a different frequency. Like, they're more in a hurry, so to speak.
In a hurry. That's what I was talking to my mentor the other day, and I was telling him, I'm in a hurry. I am acting like I'm going to die tomorrow. Like literally. And it's a mindset, because otherwise you're going to procrastinate. Otherwise you're going to chase perfection. So if you have that attitude of how fast can I get this done, if it is important to me. So that's why it's so important to know your priorities. What's your calling? What are you trying to focus on? And, you know, I was on the phone with my executive assistant and she goes, wait, what? You just got home? Now you're going to California? And she's like, wait, okay, hold on. And it's like, yeah, because opportunity presented itself and I'm going to go get it. I'm not going to wait until the summer's over. I'm not going to wait for the fall. I'm not going to wait for New Year's resolution. No, it's happening now. It's in the now. And then I'm a believer in the Bible, you know, it talks about like, you know, moving your feet. You know, so many people think like, oh, you know, I'm just going to pray. Everything's going to come to me. No, it literally, there's a square box around people's feet. You have to move your feet. You have to gel with your creator. You have to be in synergy, and then you will get more because you're creating that momentum. It's just, it's so important.
100%. Yeah. You have to create those opportunities, and then the wind gets at your back, so to speak, and doors begin to open and opportunities begin to present themselves. You mentioned faith. And I always like to just briefly like on the surface level, like pick the brain of the greats. How important is faith to you?
It's everything. It's my number one priority for so many reasons. You know, I believe that, you know, when I am diligent and obedient, you know, I have, you know, God speak to me and through me. So that way, whatever I'm supposed to do in this world, it's happening at such a higher frequency. I'm able to have more confidence. So many women, they ask, how do you gain confidence? It's by having faith. It gives me that armor. You know, I did a speech one time and I talk about the armor of God and putting on your breastplate and having your helmet and everything. Like every single day I put the freaking armor on and I've got my sword, and it just allows me to have more confidence, to be more obedient to my calling, but also to make this life about service to other people. So anytime I start making it so much about me, it's like I go back to my faith, and it just keeps me serving, honestly, at a different level and staying out of my ego, you know, as difficult as that can be.
Yeah. And ego or the devil, right? Or scarcity, whatever it is that you buy into, is what tries to divide us, right? From being one, so to speak, either part of the infinite or connected to God, whatever the case is. But it's a similar concept, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you were talking about John Gordon earlier, and I had a conversation with him recently, maybe about a week ago, and we were talking about all about this, and like we're meant to be infinite, straight up, like abundant, all that stuff.
Right.
People think it's the opposite, like we're meant to be, you know, scarce, and we have to create this abundance, but really we have to block out the interference, and faith is the most important thing to really get control of that, straight up.
Yeah, it'll fill your cup.
Yeah, it absolutely will. I have to ask you this because you're so good at it and you're such a proven success. And I think this will be really valuable for the audience. What are some strategies how do you build such an impressive and rock solid team culture?
So good. Culture is everything. Yep. And everything rises and falls on leadership. John Maxwell says this over and over again, and it is absolutely true. So, you know, first it's getting clear on the vision. What is the vision for your culture, whether it's a team of five or, you know, at this point, my team's 180,000 people, that one team in network marketing. There's obviously I do other things, but, you know, I look at what kind of culture do I want to have? And so I got really clear on the vision. And what is important to me? What's the values? What's the standards? And then I bake it into the culture. So every single time that I talk to them, which every Monday I have a team call, I go over the seven core commitments of our team. What's our values? So it's like, we're baking it. Here's what we do. Here's what we don't do. Right. And then there's other layers to building your culture, depending on building leaders, things like that. You obviously want to equip people and give them the mic. I always say pass the mic. You know, if I have the mic too long, that's not good. And so I'm always doing things to develop leadership. I'm pulling someone up, even though they're scared of their mind, to take the mic, to speak. I'm like, let me give you 30 seconds. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to give you some framework. You know, so I'm always looking for all these little things. And we have this attitude of developing leadership. And it's always looking for what are all the little things that we can do to help someone rise up. You know, recognition is also a huge thing. People thrive on recognition, whether they're willing to admit it or not. So recognizing all the good things, the things that you want to see in your organization by sending a text, by, you know, our buddy Ed Milet, I've got thousands of his books in my office because when someone hits a certain rank, they're going to get a card, they're going to get his book in the mail. You know, it's recognition, posting something on social, you know, that goes such a long way. So you all, now you have this culture of everybody just wanting to recognize each other. So it's so beautiful. And, you know, again, it starts with you, it starts with me. So that's why every single day I got to look in the mirror and say, who do I want to be today? Who do I want to bless? And how do I want to make others feel and be seen that they're very important to me?
Yeah, this is awesome. And you mentioned social, and I'm curious, and I have a feeling we're on the same page with this as most things. How important do you think it is in 2022 to cultivate and build a personal brand?
It's everything. I always tell people it's free. It's free. I'm like, I was flat broke when I started my business. And my first sign up, my first client came from Facebook. You know, hello. It's absolutely everything. And it's an asset. So I tell people, again, no matter what you do, even if you don't really know like what you're going to do, you might be in a transition period, still show up, still build your brand, build yourself. I mean, even think of people that are like, oh my God, I've been a mom for years. I've never built social media. I'm like, get out a piece of paper and write down 5 things that you're wildly passionate about that you feel compelled to talk about all the time. Okay. Out of those 5 things, can you pick 3 of them that you could create content out of? You could just start rattling it off, you know, whether it's how to bake from home and here's my keto-friendly recipes, or, you know, maybe it's tips if you have a child with Down syndrome. You know, I could just go on and on and on to get people to start thinking. A buddy of mine was like, oh my gosh, Emily, he's from the Midwest. And he's like, I really like want to show up on social media, but I'm not like you girls. I don't do these pictures. And I was like, Adam, what are you passionate about? And he's like, faith, fishing, outdoorsman, and building stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is what you're going to post about. You know, it's everything. It's free. Do it. It's an asset. Everybody should be doing it.
Yeah. And also that we're in a recession now, right?
But we are.
Well, yeah. Let's not sugarcoat it. But that's not to scare anybody. That's meant to present opportunities, an opportunity to get creative, to be resourceful, right? Like I started my CLS brand in the beginning of the pandemic, in the lockdown, because for the first time in my adult life, I couldn't go to work or my office on Wall Street. And so I got creative, and of course the stars aligned and, you know, everything kind of fell into place. But ultimately there's opportunity in building a personal brand, and you, unless you tarnish your reputation, which essentially you have control of, you have control over where this goes, right? You could bring, you're not like married to one field or industry. You could do network marketing. You could be an author. You could be an influencer. You could invest in other businesses. There's so much that you can do, but at least brand gives you a platform and a foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. You only started this 2 years ago?
Yeah. When I started, so the beginning of the pandemic, I looked around, I saw a lot of Netflix and a lot of day drinking. I was like, that's not going to be me. And I had been miserable for a couple of years. I was burnt out. And so I put myself in that frequency to be available for the creative divine downloads. Mm. And they came.
It was the first time
in my life that I really grounded myself and said, are you happy? Absolutely not. What are you? What would make you happy? What are you good at? And ultimately, I hit the ground running and I never looked back. I'm very humble to say it's exploded. But the funny part is like, I know what it feels like to wake up every single day and go to a job, to be miserable. And so people always ask me, like, weren't you scared to you know, jump into this arena, so to speak? I had 300 Instagram followers at the time, no connections in terms of this stuff. And I said,
right,
I was more petrified to go back and wake up one more day being miserable when I have a choice. There's no guarantee that this thing will take off, but I know that I'm really good at personal development and I have a gift to communicate. And so let's see what happens. Mm. And I saw opportunity and I went for it.
This is beautiful. This is straight up beautiful, because there is so many people, like, you're, first of all, you're a living example of looking at the glass half full. And this is the world we're living in right now. I mean, absolutely, where people are in scarcity, they're in fear. I always say people are walking around drunk, because that's truly what I believe. Like, the frequency is so low. If you're an empath, you can definitely feel it. And this is like the time where you're like, okay, am I going to go left, or am I going to go right? Am I going to seize this opportunity? Like, my mindset right now is, okay, all this is happening. What am I going to do to 10X? Like, I know right now that I can change people's lives. I know right now that I am going to go actually 10 times harder during this time, because I want to be of service. But I also know that this is when great companies are built.
Yes. 100%. All the greats from back in the day created their brand or built something in a turbulent time, if you will.
Right. Yeah.
Inspire people.
Right.
Yeah. There's always a move to be made, right? And if you have a sense of urgency, or like us, you're in a hurry, then you can collapse time.
You can collapse time.
And there's so much information at our fingertips, right? YouTube, Google, somebody could listen to your podcast or follow you on social media, and they can immediately be informed, right? They can inspire, they can get tangible tools, they can model your behavior, see what you're up to, and immediately start taking action. But that's why information is not power, it's potential power, right? Mm-hmm. This is where we started the conversation. You actually have to do something with it.
You absolutely do. And that's why, you know, somebody that's willing to get in and apply, like, you can have someone else who's super smart. So many people are way smarter than me, but I can run circles around them, because I will apply 10 times faster, you know? And that's like when I first moved to LA, I was like, okay, there's a lot of pretenders over here. I'm like, all these people talk a big game, but I'm just going to watch them move their feet. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, it's so simple if you just apply. And I think a lot of that when I'm coaching people is, you know, it's because they get out of bed and they lay in bed and they just go on social and they start consuming, and they don't have a plan for their day. They don't have an agenda. They don't have a vision. You know, after this call, I'm getting on with my CEO, and it's like, we're literally talking about our vision for the, you know, next year, right? Most people don't have a vision for today. Yeah. Like, you're screwed. Yeah. You know, like,
No, it's, I love when you get jazzed, it's contagious, but it's so true. Speaking of which, you have so many cool, exciting projects going on right now. What are you most excited about?
Oh gosh. You know, I am creating a new platform. It's like a blog site, but it's more beauty, biohacking meets mindset and business. And so it's a resource. And this has just been so much fun to create. We have contributors coming on. So I'm definitely like jazzed out of my mind about that. My show, doing more TV stuff, and eventually a book. And, you know, I'm just excited to play big. I'm excited to create, Craig. Like, that's what's so great about it. It's like, oh my gosh, I get to get up today and create something epic. And that to me is everything. And the way it goes and the way it lands and the way it falls, it all fall the way it's supposed to. And I trust that for sure. And I have business plans. But I just know that if I keep showing up super big, then I'm going to be rewarded for that.
I love many things about you, but probably my favorite is that you love to think big, play big, and dream big. And when you do that and you really make yourself available for that abundance, you become a match for it. And I think so many people see you or they see me and they want to do cool, big, epic shit, but they don't actually feel like it's achievable for them. They just say it. There's a big difference between thinking it, even believing it, and then feeling it. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%. And you've got to visualize, you've got to allow yourself to go there, you know, to really allow yourself to go there. And it's a process, and it takes undoing things from the past and squashing limiting beliefs and, you know, all that, reframing all this in your head. But if you get around the right people, eventually, you know, if you start to then break those limiting beliefs, you will start to think bigger. You absolutely will.
Yeah. This is awesome. What was that? That's right. I can hear your thoughts. Have no fear. I'm going to tell you exactly where you can get weekly access to the CLS experience live in action. Drop in gems, nuggets, trainings, special celebrity and business mogul guest speakers, and maximum energy. We just launched the CLS membership. We have weekly Zooms with like-minded, growth-oriented juggernauts, networking and absorbing all the wisdom via weekly Zooms. Head to CultivateLastingSymphony.com and then bang, enter your new network today. Let's grow together. You dig? Two final nuggets. I can't even believe that we've been speaking 45 minutes, honestly.
I know.
Quickest 45 minutes of my life. Huh? I'm absolutely loving this conversation. I'm super engaged. This is great. My favorite Emily line, and there's a couple great ones. If you think you've arrived, you've begun your decline. Elaborate.
Yeah. Well, my goodness, this is something that I went through at a very young age of like, oh, hit the status. Oh, okay. I'm awesome now. No, like we all know those people that think they're the greatest. They walk around like they are. And, you know, you're going to get in trouble. You also are going to get in trouble if you stay stagnant. If you think like, oh, I'm going to build this and then I'm just going to sit back and just watch it all continue to grow. There's certain businesses that you can do that, but for the most part, no. And also cognitively, you know, your mindset, heart set, all these things in our lives are what make us who we are. If we don't continue to grow them, you're going to decline. So are you going further? Or are you going backwards? Right. And so like my human needs are growth and contribution. Tony Robbins talks about the six human needs. And so it's always having that growth mindset of like, where can I put myself in today that I don't really know how to do? It scares me a tiny bit, but it's going to help me grow. What conference can I go to? What mastermind can I join? You know, it's just having this mindset of continuous progress, continuous learning, continuous service to others.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're going to decline.
100%.
And that ain't fun. I know a lot of people that, you know, they're washed up.
No, it's funny, but it's so true. For the audience listening, like guys, like I have a mentor. I'm in masterminds, as is Emily, and she's on fire, but she understands in order to level up, you have to continuously be raising the bar, right? If you want to see bigger, like you have to climb. And the way to do that is to be around people that are a little further ahead or that can challenge you or hit you from your perspective. And the moment that you think that you don't need that is the moment you begin to decline straight up.
Straight up.
Yeah. This is too much fun. We'll land the plane with this final nugget. I know that we danced around it several times in this conversation, but let me just be very intentional. What is your position on the law of attraction and intention?
Oh, I mean, my whole life has been on the law of attention. Obviously, I match that with massive action, but what you focus on, you find. Okay, what you focus on expands. And so one of the very first things I did when I was flat broke, became an entrepreneur, was made a vision board. Now, for the past 13 years, I've had a vision board. What I do every quarter is I look at it every day. That's one of my DMOs, my daily method of operations. But what I do is I assess it every quarter saying, do you still want that? Did that happen? And I have a plastic baggie, a Ziploc bag of one of the houses I had, the cars I drive. You know, I had a goal to have X amount of millionaires in my downline that I helped co-create. I mean, so many things have been on my vision board. And so I think it's there's a lot of things at play here. What you focus on expands. So every single day, I have my cup of coffee and I go to my vision board and I just look at it and I like give energy to it. And some of it's very personal stuff. It's relationship stuff. Some of it's spiritual stuff. When I was going through a really hard time, you know, my faith was weak. And so I put on there like, literally, no matter what, you're going to go to church. And if you're on a plane, you're going to watch the recording and God is number one, you know, things like that, because I needed to stay focused on that so it could become a part of me. So I'm a believer in the law of attraction, but I also believe, you know, you got to move your feet with it. So for me, it's more about focus. It's keeping that focus, but it's putting it out to the universe, and the universe will conspire in your favor. I totally believe that the art of communication, the way we communicate, the words that we use, I'm constantly trying to correct myself, to watch myself, because the power of our tongue is very powerful. So if you talk lack, you're going to get lack. If you talk abundance, you're going to get abundance. If you're stinking thinking, if your mindset sucks, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get what you put out. I always say, God is the voice, the universe is the echo. And that's just it, man. That's just it.
Hell yeah. And the last six letters of the word attraction is action. So when Emily says move your feet, I mean, she means just that. The power of intention is unbelievable, but you have to get off your ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. This was too much. I swear, the quickest 50 minutes of my life. Straight Same. Up.
This was so delightful.
The podcast is blown up, as well as the brand. We're sponsored by Mark Cuban now. We just hit over a million. What's the best way for the audience to support you, Em?
Yeah. Come to my Instagram. It's Emily. And listen to my show and just hang out. Let's grow together. Let's literally grow together. I'm so big on that. We're one team. Like every single day, it's like, we're in this together. You know, I may be a couple steps ahead of you. Maybe you're a couple steps ahead of me, but we're in it together. That's my mindset with social media even.
I couldn't agree more. And there's so much abundance to go around for all of us. How can I personally support you?
Oh my gosh. Well, you're going to come on my show. Nice. So that's going to be massive. And, you know, eventually just maybe do events together, be friends. Like, yeah, I mean, we need iron sharpens iron, and we need, you know, you can never have too many like powerful friends in your life that speak into your life, that maybe see blind spots. And so that would really support me a lot.
Done. And my intuition usually serves me right. It's just the beginning of the friendship, straight up. Anything that you need, and we'll exchange numbers after the show. Emma, I want you to know you're the definition of perspective, reinvention, and growth. From taking your life experience to spreading positivity, light, and deep truths, you're a true gladiator, visionary, role model, and beacon of hope for anybody coming up today with big goals and aspirations. I can personally guarantee your best is yet to come. Keep on spreading your wings and leaving your mark on this world. So much love and respect to you. Thank you so much for stopping by and dropping these priceless nuggets today.
Thank you. I'm going to cry. I receive all that. I'm so grateful to be here.
It was too much fun.
Oh my gosh. You're amazing. I'm going to cry. I'm literally going to. Yeah. Good. You're so easy to talk to.
And I've interviewed some amazing people. So have you. That was the quickest 50 minutes ever.
I cannot believe it right now.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I never experienced anything like that. It felt like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it literally felt like 5 minutes. I agree. I was like, what? Hang on.
Let's do some more things. Let's support each other.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Whatever we can do. We should just like, when I'm in New York or when you come on the show, we'll figure out like dinner or something, you know.
Do you come to New York often?
Yeah, I'm going to come. I think we have it scheduled to do a few shows with like P-Volve and Higher Dose. Cause I'm building these brands are coming in my site and I'm going to sell their products. I think it's August. I got to look.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm traveling a little bit in August, but, I'll definitely be around at some point. Let's coordinate. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, for sure. And then when you're in LA too. So I'll just, cause at some point, whether it's me there or if you're at the studio in LA, then I'd have you come there, but we'll figure it out.
Okay. I'm going to message you in a little bit and I'll give you my number and we'll go from there.
Okay. Should we take a picture? Yeah. Do you do that or no?
Yeah.
I like to create the, you know, like this is coming, blah, blah, blah. You're so amazing. I'm mind blown that you did this in 2.5 years.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow me on Instagram at @CraigSiegel_CLS, the YouTube channel Craig Siegel, and our website CultivateLastingSymphony.com, where you could sign up for our email blast with all free trainings on all of our content. The best is yet to come.